Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
The second chapter of Malachi opens with the statement of a judgment, a curse that God is going to bring upon his disobedient people. Chapter 1 laid out his charges, his indictments against them, two primarily, and the second one extended and elaborated upon so that it actually had a number of elements to it. But now in chapter 2, God says enough is enough. And we have the pronouncement of divine judgment for persistent disobedience. This is not a quick judgment for one infraction. This is a long-suffering period of warning and holding off on judgment until finally the time of opportunity for repentance is passed, for so much time has passed and so much resistance to the Word of God has been demonstrated that it becomes clear that these people's hearts are hard, they are not going to listen, their ear is closed to my appeal through my prophet Malachi, their heart is closed against me, they are refusing to listen to what I have to say, and so the only remedy is to bring judgment. And that's what we have in the opening verses of chapter 2. And we'll continue looking at that judgment on this Thursday, October 10. As you join us, we shall do that. And as you support us financially, we shall do that because it's the only way that we can teach God's Word on this station. The objects of the judgment are the priests. Verse 1, "And now, O priest, this commandment is for you." The reasons for the judgment are two: failure to hear God's Word and failure to honor God's name. Verse 2, "If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will," and that brings us to the nature of the judgment in verses 2 and 3, "I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already because you did not take it to heart. I have proclaimed my word to you. I've declared it to you. I have appealed to you. I have entreated you. And you keep turning a deaf ear to what I have to say. You keep turning a blind eye to the written word that I have given to you in your possession. You pay me no attention or actually defy me and argue against me. And so now the judgment is going to come. I will send a curse." Now, the nature of the judgment, this curse, is first of all stated generally and then stated specifically. The general statement is, "I will send a curse. I will let loose or hurl a curse." And literally, it is not a curse, but the curse. I will let loose the curse. What does that mean? Probably the curse that is detailed in Deuteronomy chapters 27 and 28. Now that goes back a ways, but God gave that to the people of Israel of his day, not only for them, but for all subsequent generations. And That's an interesting passage, and of course we're talking about two chapters, so we certainly don't have time to go through it all, and definitely don't have time to read it all in the broadcast today. But this is a time when God pronounces both blessings and curses, and basically says, you're going to determine which one it'll be. Chapter 27, verse 11, and Moses commanded the people on the same day, saying, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. And when you have crossed over the Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, and so forth, these shall stand on Mount Ebal, and these, the others, shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse. So you've got half of the tribes that are going to stand on Mount Gerizim to pronounce a blessing. The other half are going to stand on Mount Ebal to pronounce a curse. And the Levites shall speak with a loud voice and say to the men of Israel, cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt, and all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, amen. And so it goes through a number of verses. And then we come to chapter 28. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all of his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. And blessed you shall be in the city, and blessed you shall be in the country, and blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and so forth. So you get the picture. If you disobey, you will be cursed, and these are the curses that will come upon you, and they're spelled out. If you do this, you'll be cursed. If you do that, you'll be cursed. The curse will follow you. The curse will find you out. The curse will overtake you. The curse will discipline you. But if you obey my voice, blessing will come to you. Blessing will find you out. Blessing will overtake you. Now, back to Malachi chapter 2. If you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send the curse. I will send the curse upon you. Probably the curse of Deuteronomy chapter 27. I will send upon you that which I told your forefathers I would send upon you if you disobey my word. That's what you're doing. You're disobeying my word over and over and over and over and over. And I've been calling out to you and appealing to you and pointing these things out to you and helping you to understand. And you've been ignoring and rebuffing and dishonoring and disdaining and basically just acting as if I have no right to hold you accountable for my word. I have no right to correct you when you are wrong. I have no right in these areas. Well, how very wrong you are. I am God and you are not. I'm the creator and you're the creature. And furthermore, you are the people that I have redeemed. And I have every right to expect obedience out of you. And if after all of these entreaties, you still continue to ignore my appeals, then I'm going to send the curse of Deuteronomy chapter 27, I'm going to send the curse upon you. And after this general statement, we have then what God means by sending the curse spelled out specifically. He says in verse 2, I will curse your blessings. He says in verse 3, I will curse your descendants. He says in verse 3, I will curse your labors. So those are three areas that God is going to curse. What's he going to curse? He's going to curse their blessings, verse 2. I will send the curse upon you and I will curse your blessings. Well, what does that mean? That's kind of obscure. It no doubt means the blessings of the priesthood, because he's pronouncing this specifically to the priest. There are some other possibilities. Some say, well, if he curses your blessings, that means he's going to take away your material prosperity, your livelihood. Well, that would certainly be an overturning of blessing for God to provide for us through whatever means. There's a lot of different ways that God provides for us, but whatever means he chooses to provide for us is always a blessing. And if he takes that away, well, that's a curse. He's cursing our blessings. But he's probably talking about, I will curse the blessings of the priesthood. The priesthood was a divine institution and therefore a particularly blessed institution. It was a special privilege to be a priest, a special privilege to belong to the tribe of Levi. And as a member of the tribe of Levi, it was a special privilege to be a priest. And there were special benefits of the priestly office. In the Old Testament, all of the provisions that God made for the material benefits, for the material upkeep of the priests and the Levites. How God emphasizes again and again throughout the scriptures that God's people are to give from their income, to give from their crops, to give from their allotments. As the land was divided, land was given to all the tribes except Levi. Levi was only given just enough property for a house and a small garden, but they weren't given fields and farms and so forth. The other people were, because God said, you're going to provide for the Levites. You're going to give a portion of your crops to the Levites. The Levites are going to be well cared for if God's people do what they're told to do. The Levites are going to be well cared for. They're going to receive the benefit of your labors. Now, of course, that doesn't mean they're not laboring. They're laboring, too, at the work that they're called upon to do. But you're going to work, till your fields, sow your crops, take care of your crops, harvest your crops, sell your crops, do all this work. This is hard, laborious work, as any farmer knows. You're going to do all this, and the Levites who serve me in a special way are going to receive as much benefit as you do. You're the one who does all the work, but they're going to receive at least as much benefit from all this as you are. When everybody brings a tithe into the storehouse to support the priest, then the priests are going to be well provided for. They're going to end up, well, I'll figure it out. If people brought 10% and there are 12 tribes that are all bringing 10% of everything, that's going to add up to 120% of the total when you get 10% from each tribe. And all that given to one tribe, Levi, if they divide it up among themselves, they're going to have a gracious plenty. And that's just one area of blessing that God bestowed upon the Levites. The spiritual blessings, of course, were the greatest ones. The blessing of serving God in the temple, of offering the sacrifices, of handling the Word of God, of teaching the Word of God. But all of that, all of that is going to be cursed. I will curse your blessings so that these benefits are no benefit any longer. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.